The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What a great thing to celebrate the Blessed Mother today, crowning her the Queen of the May, as one of the hymns says. How good to crown her Queen of the May, to crown her today. All of you, when we're honoring you, seniors, but you don't want to keep the honor to yourself, but to give it to our Mother, the Blessed Mother. And also to give honor to St. Joseph, the worker. A good thing to do for you, seniors, as well, to celebrate your work in honor of St. Joseph, who's a favorite of mine as well. My dad, he always was an image of fatherhood to me. One thing I noticed about him, though, was that he didn't really like birthdays. He didn't like birthdays very much at all. He said when he was 18, about you guys' age, he celebrated his 18th birthday alone. That was when you could have your first drink back when he was an 18-year-old. And he was alone. So he said, "Birthdays, you're just a day older. It's much bigger things like this where you're about to graduate and things like that." But every year on my mom's birthday, he would help her out in anything she wanted. Anything she wanted done around the house, he would do it, no question at all. And she loved it. Whatever she told him to do, he'd do it, because it was her birthday. And I could tell that it was because he had such a deep sense of belonging to her, and she belonging to him. And that's something we all desire. And it's something that you should think about as seniors especially. For now, you belong to your families, yes. You belong to Pius in a sense, but not for much longer. There'll be a time soon when you won't belong so much to Pius, nor even so much to your parents. And you'll look for that belonging, the belonging that St. Joseph had with the Blessed Mother. I imagine that St. Joseph, he was a carpenter, construction worker type guy, it was probably kind of maybe humbling for him to have the Son of God as his son, and yet his work is to, you know, make tables, chairs, buildings, stuff like that, to be a menial. That it might have gotten a little bit like, gosh, if my son is the Messiah, the Savior of Israel, why can't I do something great, like command an army or build a city? But no. But he did his work without complaining. We don't have any of his resistance to the will of God in Scripture. He doesn't say anything, actually, in Scripture. He does the will of God. And I imagine because he knew he belonged to Jesus and to Mary. And you guys are going to look for that sense of belonging. Where do you belong? Who do you belong to? Or who will you belong to? In my class, we talked about a parent relationship, that we're all called to parenthood. And that's true. But we're also all called to a spousal relationship, to belong to someone fully and completely. We have that with Mary, of course, that she was the wife of Joseph and belonged to him. And yet at the same time, she was perfectly a virgin and belonged fully to God. She had consecrated her virginity to God. So in some ways, she has the most belonging of anyone ever, being both married, a virgin, and a mother to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And she is the most belonging. Where are you going to belong? Who will you belong to? I remember in seminary, being at the seminary was very structured. I did feel like I belonged there while we were there. It was great. It's great to have a sort of band of brothers, a bunch of priests there that would help form me. But in the summers, it was much more difficult. I did not feel like I belonged anywhere because I hadn't made my commitment yet. I did totus tuus 2 years, and if anyone has seen anyone do totus tuus, you know they move from parish to parish and they don't belong to any of them. It's really hard. And it's really cool too, because like I'm a missionary, you know, I can preach the gospel to all these young people, but it's hard because you don't belong to any of those parishes. Some of the other summers, one of them I was in Butler County. I was at near Bellwood and helping out with Aquinas High School. And there I really didn't feel like it belonged because I had never been there before. I moved from parish to parish. I didn't know anybody. In small towns, that's a big deal. I was looking for belonging. And you guys know COVID. At least you guys were able to be with your parents. But even then, it was tough, right? Like, I don't belong here. I've got to do something. It was even worse for me because I had to go home from seminary. I didn't go home to my parents' house. I went and lived with my brother, Father Evan Winter. I didn't belong there, where there was no people coming to Mass because of COVID. All I was doing was spraying down the pews, disinfecting them. Ugh. Every day, even though there were like 4 people coming to Mass, spray down the pews. Okay, Father. Not my brother. My brother didn't tell me to do that. It was the pastor, Father Ramon, who loved his people so much. But I was looking for that belonging. Now as a priest, it's so much more set. I know where I belong. I belong here, doing this work, doing the work of God in the church. The church could be said to be the spouse of the priest, as she is the spouse of Jesus Christ. St. Joseph had that belonging in such a beautiful way, because he was married to Mary, the most perfect. And foster father to Jesus, the Son of God. What a beautiful thing. And we're going to want belonging like that. We're going to want it so much. Especially in college, you're going to start to feel, I'm independent. I can do what I want. And you can. But what's it going to be for? Is it just going to be for you? Are you just going to belong to yourself? Because that won't fulfill you. You won't be enough for yourself. You won't be. You'll feel the need to give. But if you just hold on to yourself, you'll never be fulfilled. We're meant to be given away. That's what Jesus teaches us on the cross. We're meant to be given away. We're meant for parenthood. We're meant for that spousal relationship. Jesus, too. He didn't belong to the people of Nazareth anymore. That's what the gospel's all about, right? He comes to his own people and taught in their synagogue, and they're like, where'd he get all this? We know where he's from. We know what he's got, because he belonged to us. But he didn't belong to them. Because his Father, his true Father, is in heaven. And that's why Jesus says, a prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house. Because a prophet doesn't just belong to his own house. The prophet belongs to God. And you're called to be priests, prophets, and kings, right? In your baptism. You're not called just to belong to the comfortable people. You're called to greatness. You're called to belong to your spouse and to your children, as Joseph did. As it turns out, my dad still does those that day of service to my mother on her birthday, which is great. She loves it still. But he has come to love birthdays once again. A few years ago, my sister, whom some of you have met, my dad was in Denver, and we were all with him. But my sister was in Pennsylvania. She had been living there, and she had gotten married and had some, I think, just Gianna by then. But to surprise my dad, we got Teresa to fly out to Denver with Gianna and celebrate his birthday with him. It's pretty cool, just a few years ago. And he just felt so loved. It's kind of hard to do for my dad. He's kind of resists sort of expression. But he felt so loved because of that belonging, because he knew that he belonged there with my mom and us and my sister and his granddaughter. We want that belonging. So in college or the military or whatever work you seek, to be like Joseph the worker, that whatever you work you do, if you do it for someone else, someone you love, someone you belong to, it's not going to tire you out. If it's just for yourself, you'll be like, I'll just rest today. I'll do that for me today. But if it's for someone else, it won't tire you out so much because you belong to them. It's not just for you. It's for the other, that spousal relationship, and the life that can come from that. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to the Lord as prophets. We belong to Mary. She's our queen. We belong to the person that we dedicate ourselves to. In my case, the church. In your case, who knows? In that spousal relationship where you belong and you give out of love. Praise be Jesus Christ.